to the prophet Isaiah. By all full-throated and unsparingly, with
glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus had crossed over into the territory of the Gerasenes, John's disciples came to him with the objection, "Why is it that while we and the Pharisees fast, your disciples do not fast?" Jesus said to them, "How can wedding guests go on mourning so long as the groom is with them? When the day comes that the groom is taken away, then they will fast." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In the Gospel we've just read, when the Pharisees asked our Lord, "Why do you and your disciples not fast, and we do?" Jesus assured them that his followers would fast, would practice mortification and penance, once the groom, that is Jesus, was taken away. Christ our Lord spent over 30 years, first of all in hiding, and then not practicing any extraordinary penance, nor his disciples. Why not? Because Jesus Christ, the living God, in human form, did not himself have any sins to expiate. Yet, when the time came for him to undergo his passion and his death, then he surely would not only fast, but die on the cross. And ever since, there has been mortification, penance, generic term, fasting, among the followers of Christ. The season of Lent is meant to concentrate especially on two truths of our faith. One, and most important, that Christ underwent his passion and died on the cross for our salvation. The second is that Christ, having undergone his suffering and death, we are to undergo our suffering and death. But the concentration in our lives is unlike that of Christ, on our own sinfulness. We have offended God. We need to do penance. Penance for ourselves, penance for others. If there is one thing that Lent should bring out, it is the fact that we have sinned. If there is anything typical of the modern world, even sadly, the modern Christian world, even more sadly, the modern Catholic world, it is the oblivion of sin. Who can't commit sin anymore? Our civil laws, I have no hesitation in saying this, have legalized sin. happen to be in Detroit. Free Press, Detroit News. Go to Chicago, the Post and the Tribune. Go to New York, the New York Times. Washington, the Post. What is it? One parading of sin after another. One incitement to sin after another. One of my favorite definitions of the modern media. They are incitements to sin. We had better, at least during this season of Lent, to awake ourselves, alert ourselves to the fact that because there is sin, including our sin, there must be pain. Two words go together, sin and pain. And the only option we've got, the only choice we've got, is having sinned, we're ever going to suffer. Is it here or hereafter? Take your choice clearly. First of all, on earth, as long as our lives seem to be, I can assure you, as older than any of you, the time flies. In other words, to do penance, mortify ourselves, deprive ourselves of things we would naturally prefer, but especially resign ourselves to the pain that Christ sends us. And most of that pain comes in the form of other people. Lord Jesus, this is the season of penance. Penance is a consequence of sin. Help us, dear Lord, to patiently undergo whatever penance we can, but especially in accepting the trials and sufferings of this life, so that, having expiated our sins and the sins of others here on earth, we and they might reach that heavenly eternity where, dear Lord, what joy, there will be no more pain. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray for all those who are living in sin. Amen.